The rest of the story. 1977, Italy had become the kidnap capital of the world. Spurred by international attention to the Getty case, Italy's kidnap crime wave had steadily mounted to include victims of every stature, wide-ranging ransoms, criminals with a variety of motives. I'm going to relate what might seem to be just another of Italy's many kidnap plots, but then I'll tell you the rest of the story. His real name was Billy. His parents called him Bab. Bab was a pet name, short for baby. Bab was the infant son of a renowned British novelist. The family had been on tour, had only recently come to visit sunny southern Italy, to Naples. Bab's mother, as a mother, was a fresh air fanatic. Her prime consideration wherever the family went was the quality of the environment for her children. While in Italy, it was nonetheless emphasized, Bab's nurse would take the child on regular outings for fresh air and for sunshine. And I mention this to point up the predictability of Bab's daily schedule, because every afternoon, and at the same time, Bab and his nurse could be found in the parkway by the same light sand-colored wall. And that's how it is that on that particular afternoon, two immaculately dressed gentlemen approached Bab's nurse, claiming they had been sent by Bab's father to fetch the child. And when the nurse offered to return Bab herself, one of the men snatched the two-year-old boy from her arms, and both kidnappers with the child got away. Within 24 hours, Bab's parents were notified that the infant was indeed being held for ransom, and the ransom sum, equivalent in American currency to $125. That's all, $125 ransom for the boy's safe return. And as Bab's parents quickly arranged to meet the kidnappers' demand, investigators put their heads together trying to make sense out of it. At last, it was agreed that the kidnappers merely wanted attention, notoriety for the sake of it. But with nothing more than this to go on, it was not until Bab was returned unharmed to his parents that authorities did discover the kidnappers' mountain hideout. And it was vacant. Now, Bab's story has a happier ending than many. His captors had not been sadists, nor had they been political terrorists. In all probability, they were just small-time crooks. But if the rising international crime rate's what disturbs you most about this case, perhaps you'd be interested to know that Bab, the infant son of a celebrated English writer, was kidnapped in 1839, and that Bab's childhood from then on was healthy and normal. That he grew up to become a fine young man, first a lawyer and then a writer like his father, and that his first literary efforts were written over the pen name Bab, until he met another gentleman with whom he could collaborate on more than a dozen unforgettable stage works. Two of those works included the kidnapping Bab claimed to remember, but you remember Bab for his facetiously witty rhymes, for his capricious libretti to the world's best-loved comic operas. For Bab, the infant who was once spirited away and ransomed for $125, grew up to satirize his own childhood misfortune in The Gondoliers and HMS Pinafore. For he became Sir William S. Gilbert, one half of the most remarkable team of Gilbert and Sullivan. Now you know the rest of the story.